Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Greg Sullivan, longtime BrainTrust member, 17 plus years. He's a CEO, Chief Technology Officer at Global Velocity. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find their website, globalvelocity.com. He's an award-winning entrepreneur and our longtime friend. Greg, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about cybersecurity, folks, your cybersecurity. Now, is being in the cloud, is so much of our stuff in the cloud, is ultimately that going to be better for us in, from a security standpoint, Greg?
Jim, I that's my belief, that you're going to be better off with your data in the cloud. They can invest on behalf of thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands of customers in security measures that we can't, you know, provide for ourselves just because of the cost. So, yeah, it is. And there's a new kind of company capability called cloud security brokers or cloud access security brokers. And they do a really wonderful job at a very reasonable cost for businesses of any size, especially small businesses, in helping us have all the most sophisticated and current security techniques that are available to that. That heretofore have only been available to the largest.
And who is that again?
So they're called cloud security brokers, and there's a handful of them out there. One of the ones I like a lot is called Avanan, A-V-A-N-A-N.
And so tell us what the cloud security brokers do.
So you can go, you may use any number of, or any type of cloud service. So let's say you use third-party storage, because you don't want to buy more drives, storage devices, and put it in your server room. So you might use Box or Dropbox or Google Drive. Whether you're using Amazon or IBM or Microsoft or even some of the local folks, or if you're using Salesforce.com, which I hope you are, or using something like that, or if you're using Office 365, which you probably are, or Google Docs. All of those things, you need both compliance and security on those things if you're putting that data in the cloud. A cloud security broker like Avanan allows you to go buy cloud service, buy third-party managed service, and then also buy security capability and just pick and choose which one you want. And sometimes for a few dollars or pennies a user a month per user. And so these are very, very affordable. They're very, very available. And in my view, Jim, there's no reason not to be using.
I use Carbonite for my cloud backup.
So you use Carbonite for backup, for your cloud backup.
All my stuff, my programs, I have very few workhorse, what I call workhorse programs that aren't installed programs. I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of cloud-based productivity tools that I use. They're all resident. Maybe I'm a little bit of a throwback in that way, but everything I have is backed up immediately in Carbonite. So I've got a copy of it on my hard drive and I keep it in other places too, and then I've got it in the cloud.
So Jim, you're a throwback for a lot of other reasons too, but
is that good or bad?
Yeah. That's left to the imagination of the of the listener. So
that's,
Jim,
you
need an offsite backup like Carbonite. You need to make sure your data there is encrypted, which is typically an option that they either provide or you pay for.
Right.
So you need to do that. But Jim, everybody will end up in the cloud. Microsoft Office is a good example. You use Microsoft Word. You have a desktop.
Right. I could go to 365. I could take all my Microsoft stuff from install and go to 365 and pay them a certain amount of month a year. And there are a lot of advantages
That's right.
to that. There's a lot of advantages to that, especially if you change out computers every year or so.
Right. And eventually you will do that. Okay. I mean, they're just everybody just being gradually transitioned into that environment.
But the only concern that I have about cloud is I can't get to the cloud unless I'm online.
You have to have an internet connection to get
and,
to the
and
cloud.
And if you ever get to where the point where you don't have internet connection, then you can't work.
Yep, I remember when
that's one of the reasons why I haven't converted to cloud tools yet.
Jim, you're old enough to remember when people were reluctant to use telephones to do this.
telephones? They weren't invented when I was a kid.
There were no telephones.
But all I'm doing, I'm not refuting what you're saying. I'm just saying I guess you could say that I've evaluated this from my standpoint. But aren't you concerned about putting everything you have in the cloud, investing everything in the cloud?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about these security tools is there's certain data that you will value so much that it will never go in the cloud. Okay, and you can make sure that that never leaves beyond your firewall. And there are products like ours at Global Velocity that will make sure that data never goes beyond your firewall.
Right.
You never want it in a public cloud service.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
Jim, here's the thing on securing your information. Your data, all of your data is not of equal value. Some data is more valuable to you than other data.
Right.
And the only way you can protect yourself is to treat your data that way too when you're securing.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Greg to tell us a little bit about his company. And also, have you thought about what your data is worth? And by the way, as a hoarder, I'm a hoarder. All my data is worth everything. Until, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.